Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. We're visiting with a familiar voice, Charlene Johnson. Good morning to you, Charlene.
Good morning, LaVon. How are you this morning?
I'm good. And we're going to be talking about some local antique study groups event. And so let's start with that. What's going to happen here,
Charlie? Okay. We are an antique study groups here in Atlantican, and some of the gals are from surrounding area. Uh-huh. And what we're having is a Santa estate sale in July. Now, we thought we needed to get started in July to start getting our things ready for Christmas. And so we've gone to our attics, we've gone to our basements, we've gone to our storerooms, and oh my gosh, you should see the beautiful things that have been pulled out and delivered to us. We are having so much fun. You know, it's just like Christmas morning. We're opening up these boxes and we say, ooh, I like that. I wonder if they'll be here yet so I can buy it. So it's really been a lot of fun.
It's going to be an exchange, not a sale.
We're hoping it's more a sale than an exchange.
Okay. But when is this happening?
Okay, this is happening on July 19th. That's a Friday. And the 20th. Now, on Friday, it is open and from 8 in the morning until 5 in the evening. And Saturday, the 20th, 8 in the morning until noon. And of course, if there's still people there, we'll keep selling.
Probably won't close.
Yes.
And where is this happening?
Okay, it's out. I think everybody knows where Margaret Slepsky lives. So that is 2904 Chestnut. Now, you'll be easy to find. Just go straight out to Chestnut until you see a big Santa Claus right in front of her driveway. So you can drive in, and there's a pasture. Drive back out there and park, because that's where we have it in her. It used to be a stable, and now she uses it just for collecting her antiques and special events. Yes, and we're so pleased that she's opened up this building for us, because it's spacious. We have a lot of tables in there. But you can park out there, so you don't have to walk very far either, because, you know, we don't want you parking out on Chestnut, because that's too busy of a street.
In addition to that, you'll have armloads full of things to
take
home.
And we even have large boxes that you can fill that we're saving. So we're really excited about this.
Maybe you want to do like the antiquers do and bring a wagon.
You know, we have, I think, a couple wagons there was out there for sale. So,
Oh,
my gosh. You should see the Christmas trees we have. Now, they're probably 2 inches high to 7 feet high. And some of them are even already decorated for you. So all you have to do is plug them in. They're from pencil shape to full trees. We have a whole corner full. I bet we have a good 20 some Christmas trees. So if that is neat. If you like decoration, or, you know, balls, try to come out. And there's huge boxes of ornaments. I mean, we have huge boxes of beautiful ornaments. Some are still in their original boxes. Let's see, what else do we have? If you like country, oh my gosh, we have wooden. We have the little soft ones, stuff that you, if you have children in your home, this would be excellent, excellent ornaments to buy.
They could even be gifts.
Or gifts. Well, yes.
Yeah. I mean, think of your own decorating.
Yes.
But I think sometimes Christmas ornaments are fun gifts to give.
You know, you can find something for a special friend.
Yes.
And I think anybody can find something out there that you can give as a gift. Because, oh, our candles. My gosh, we have so many candle holders. From crystal to metal. Beautiful. I mean, a huge table full of those.
So whatever your decorating style, likely there's going to be something there.
It's likely we are going to have that, yes, because we still have things coming in, you know, because I have some eggs from, you know, the manna eggs. Well, I forgot all about those. So I have those in my car to take out yet. So we have a lot of things. We have a few little things of Halloween.
Oh, okay.
We have a few things of Easter also. Some people just decided maybe they would like to get rid of some of their things.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these things have been brought to us because they moved into apartments or smaller homes, and they just don't have.
And, have to make decisions
and
about getting rid of.
That's where I have my problem, because I always had these huge, huge trees. I sold them all, but I wouldn't be able to put them in there. So I'm really eyeing some of those little pencil trees.
Oh,
yes,
fun. Yes.
Because I like to decorate every room with a Christmas tree.
Okay,
yes.
And so you can find a little space.
I can always find a space for a tree.
Yes, I can. So just all kinds of Christmas things, plus a few more.
Yes.
Okay. I want to talk, and we can come back if there's something else you want to cover about what's there. But I want to talk just a little bit about these antique groups. You have two of them in Atlantic.
Uh-huh.
And what do you do?
Well, we have a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's good.
We don't usually meet during the summer months, but we meet from September on until May. We have a couple times that we go out of town and we go to museums. We study the antiques. It's really neat when we go places where we know some of the people that are there. But we meet in people's homes. One of us is a hostess and the other does the program. And some of our antique things that we study is on dishes, different type of dishes, or, again, the Christmas ornaments. I had it once, and this is when I lived in Walnut. We had it on outhouses. And my husband built every kind of outhouse you could find, little miniature ones. Oh, we had more fun doing it. So it's any subject of antique that you would like to study. And then we get papers and so forth. Mm-hmm. And then we always have our outing at the end. And I think I'm in charge of the outing in May. So it's going to be a fun group to go to if you like antiques.
And as you say, the members do the programs, and so they kind of get to select the area that they either already are an expert at or perhaps want to study.
Normally, it's something that you have in your home.
Okay.
Say you have Balique ware. So we have a study on that. Or one lady had, she has such a beautiful collection of dolls. Mm-hmm. And they're old dolls. And so we studied the dolls. And so we can also, if we have a doll, then we bring that doll off to share with people or the dish or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we can all join together. Mm-hmm. It's neat. And of course, we always have a wonderful lunch.
Everybody tries
to outdo the other one. Yeah.
What do you define as an antique?
Me?
Yeah.
Anything that is probably 75 years to 100 years.
Okay.
Yeah, we want, and we like to know the history of all these items that we do show and study. And you can get study papers off of the internet. The internet is a great place to get our information, or the library. We use both places quite a bit.
Are you a fan of the Antiques Roadshow?
Oh my gosh, yes. I keep thinking, I have this Balique dish I should really take on there because nobody knows the value of it. My mother-in-law got it sent to her from a family in California that she found it for $5 on a garage sale. And so my mother-in-law gave it to me because she knew I loved this color maroon. And I have that. I'm so protective of that, but nobody seems to know the value of it. So, but it is
really
a Balique dish.
So,
yeah, yeah. So it would be fun.
Quite a process to get on from what I understand.
Yes.
But anyhow, it would be really, really, really fun. Let's talk again about this Santa Estate sale. Again, give us the location.
Okay, the location is on Chestnut Street at Margaret Slepsy's 2904. And like I said before, there will be a large Santa Claus right out by the entrance and go straight on back to the pasture and park back there. And it's on July 19th, and that'll be from 8 to 5. That's a Friday. And then Saturday, the 20th, we will be there from 8 to 12.
Now, the one thing we haven't mentioned, you know, I'm thinking this isn't a matter of dividing up the profits here and putting it in your pockets. You have some purposes for the profits, so everybody can help with this.
Yes, we definitely have a purpose. We will be giving part of the proceeds to the Hitchcock House, the Armory here in town, and the Atlantic Coke Museum. And, of course, if we have monies left over, we will share with other places like the Ferry House and so forth. So we'll just have to make a decision. After we give to these three, then we'll make a decision if we have. So we're hoping we have a lot of monies that we can divide because these places are so valuable to our community. And so we really want to keep them open.
So every shopper can feel really good about not only taking home something beautiful and fun and whatever you find, but also in helping a good cause.
Yes, yes. And I think a lot of you know what the Coke Museum has. Oh, it's beautiful. And the Armory is just, it's great, and I love the Hitchcock House, so this is great. And I should mention, we will have iced tea, cookies, and bars that you want to buy. So that's another way you can just come out and have your breakfast.
Or your lunch.
Or your lunch.
Or your
afternoon tea.
I think maybe this isn't something that you're going to walk in 10 minutes and take a look and walk back out. You're going to want a little time to look around.
Yes, it's going to take a while because there's so many items. I bet we have over 1,000 items that we're selling. Beautiful items. And I think everybody will be surprised the things that we do have.
All right. Well, It's a very worthwhile cause. It's I think a wonderful opportunity for folks to shop, but also for all of you to share with your good things that you've loved.
Yes, it is, because we get to show the things that we've collected, and so it's good. But like I say, it's like Christmas morning for us when we open up all these boxes. So it's been a lot of fun.
Okay, lots of work, but lots of fun. And again, July 19 and 20. We want to thank you very much, Charlene Johnson, for coming in today to visit with us about this with us.
Well, thank you.
Until next time, here's a really short thought. Life is the game that must be played.